Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God's in the miracle working business. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I began this week. And as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we looked at a couple of passages of Scripture, Habakkuk 2 and 4, where the Word says, "Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith." We looked at that passage in Ezekiel, the 28th chapter, referencing Satan, and that he was perfect in beauty until the day that iniquity was found in him, and he was corrupted by reason of his beauty and by his wisdom. And so one of the most serious sins that we need to be aware of, because Satan, who is the author of every lie, every theft, every deception, every murder in the spirit, if you will, is the author of pride. There is no truth in him. And so he wants to use that sense of pride, that sense of entitlement. That was one of the tactics with Eve. You know, you shall be as gods. Whatever, there might have many other elements in that, but they desired to be as the Lord, just as that is, of course, exactly what Satan wanted. And of course, he didn't succeed and will never succeed. And so I'm speaking now in a very personal way for us as God's people. One of the most serious conditions that we have to be aware of is pride, either natural pride because of our appearance or our accomplishments or our physical attributes, or spiritually. That's even worse, because it can be more subtle. It can be most deceptive. It can be the hardest to acknowledge, spiritual pride. And that might be operating in you. We are all susceptible to that, where we think that somehow we are in a place of superiority instead of realizing who we are. Before the Lord, we are His child that has been saved by grace. There's no good thing in ourselves, but every good gift we have has come from the Lord, including the talents and the abilities that we have. And so if that is not something that the enemy would use to cause you to go astray, if you are not prideful, even secretly, then he has other ways of coming at you. He will use other people who are prideful, and he will cause you to be the subject of attack. Hear what the word of the Lord says. You know, Jesus said, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." We're to take the beam out of our own eye. Isn't that right? And then we can see clearly, to remove the speck out of our brother's eye. James 3 and 16 says, "Where there is envying and strife," hear that. Think about what could be going on in your life right now. Where there's envying and strife, there is confusion and every evil work. That's James 3, 16. And listen to what the Old Testament has to say in Proverbs, in the 13th chapter, verse 10. "Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom." So contention, basically what that scripture is saying, at the root of all contention and strife, James talks about it in the terms of envying and strife, confusion, every evil work, that pride is at the heart of it. And so, beloved, we are asked of the Lord. His word tells us that we are to be humble in heart as Jesus. Jesus came as a servant. He did not demand his rights. He was the creator of the universe, yet humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Beloved, we are to live by faith. We're to live our lives walking a life that is directed by our faith in God. It is his faith that he gives to us. He is the author and finisher of our faith, and that faith gives life. Now, since we are in satanic warfare, as I shared at the beginning broadcast this week, the devil knows. And I believe he does. He knows those who are ordained of God, those who are going to be saved. And that begins, even as a baby, satanic assignments against you. Now, for some, if you were born in a loving Christian home, certainly that would be mitigated by the protection that your godly parents afforded you. But there are so many precious people of God, precious saints of God today that have gone through all manners of abuse, physically, mentally, spiritually, in so many ways, because the enemy hates them. And so the satanic strategy is to counter this work of the Holy Spirit to bring you forth as the new creature that God designed you to be, that your inner man created after the righteousness of Christ Jesus. And know that you, when you're born again, you become a new creature. You are a child of God, but there is a work that God continues to do. And one of the effective ways to just browbeat you and make you oppressed and depressed is using others to bring you down, to condemn you. And what does Revelation 12:10 and says, I mean, he is the accuser of the brethren, and it references that in the Word of God. He day and night doesn't cease to accuse the saints before the throne of God, and he is cast down out of the presence of God. But condemnation is a tool of the enemy, and though anyone listening today, this week, that is suffering from condemnation, I want to tell you right here and right now, it is not of God. God does not work that way. It is one of the most effective tools of the enemy. He will use friends. He will use family. He will use co-workers. He will use members of the body of Christ, the church members. And if that isn't sufficient, if he doesn't get a work accomplished that way through the household of faith, well, then he will certainly use yourself. He will use you to put yourself down. And that, when that reaches its end, it's self-hatred. And that is absolutely abhorrent to the Lord, because he loved you enough to die for you. And blood, it's possible, because the enemy is a very wily foe, we can live for years in this kind of bondage and be unaware. When God speaks, it brings faith. It brings conviction, but condemnation destroys faith, beloved. Remember, I shared with you in Habakkuk, the just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah. That God wants us to be free from the things that the enemy would seek to bring upon us. He wants us to follow in his ways, to be obedient to his plan, and to understand that the deceptions and lies of the enemy, it is not his will that we should even consider them, because we need to let the truth of God and the word of God destroy those lies the enemy would bring. Romans 8:15 says, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." To convict, that word convict, it's taken from the word of, if the noun convince, or the verb convince, it means to demonstrate, to prove, to bring to assent or belief by argument. And that's how the Holy Spirit works. He works gently. And while it is, you know, when we are humbled before the Lord and we see our error, we see our sin, yes, it's a very humbling thing, but it's the work of the Holy Spirit to convince us of error or sinfulness, and it always leads in His gentle, loving way to repentance and forgiveness, whereas condemnation means to declare to be wrong, reprehensible, evil, to pronounce guilty. Conviction brings agreement with the Lord, with the Holy Spirit. Condemnation brings guilt and death. He's not given us a spirit of fear, beloved, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And He has not given us that condemnation and the enemy. That's why I believe the Holy Spirit wants me to share the time I'm taking this week, that you can be aware of feel that condemnation, this feeling that you're not worthy, that His grace is not sufficient for you. You're so bad. I want to pray right now. I want to come against those lies that the enemy has brought against some of you. The burden, the torment of soul, that is not of God. Father, Lord, we come to You, and Lord, You see every person who's been dealing with a spirit of condemnation, because, Lord, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So, Father, I rebuke that spirit of condemnation in Jesus' name. I command it to go and leave. And, Father, I thank You for the peace of God, the strength of the Lord, the ministry of the Holy Spirit to comfort and to strengthen and to lead them in the way of truth. For the Lord would say, I am your God, and I have brought you even this day into a place of newness of life, of liberty in the Spirit of God, where you shall be led by the Spirit of truth, and you will not hearken to the lies of the evil one. Be strengthened, beloved. Know that I love and care for you, and I will lead you forth and be with you all the days of your life, says your God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I could minister for an hour, but my time is drawing to a close. So we'll pick this up tomorrow at this same time. And if you should miss a broadcast, always feel to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast. You can listen anytime at your convenience. As always, I invite you to write some, and you know, some of these issues, it just doesn't take a single simple prayer, but we wrestle against these things, that spirit of condemnation. There may be things in your childhood, in your youth, that were just repeated over and over again, ingrained in you. Actually, we need deliverance. We need deliverance from those lifelong lies the enemy has that we've held on to. God wants us set free. So I invite you to write if you have needs, especially in this area. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.